Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was the standing ovation that Roman Anthony got last night at Fenway Park in his debut with the Red Sox, which wasn't totally special, if we're being honest.
He's not special because he said if he was, he'd hit a home run.
But as always, I have an out. So last night he wore number 48. He was not special in that jersey. Tonight, you know what he's wearing?
City Connect.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. But number 19, he's going back to his minor league number.
Acknowledge me.
He's changing numbers already?
Yep. So I told Fitzy, trivia question. When Roman Anthony hits 600 home runs in the number 19 jersey, you're going to say, but what number did he wear in his uneventful opening debut at Fenway Park?
Quiz was his question.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he's changing jersey numbers already.
Great. Change positions tomorrow, change the batting order the next day, change the number after that.
They all might help after last
night. I mean, that's kind of what the Red Sox do, is change positions and batting order day by day.
Okay. I do like 19 on him better. I just don't understand why you wouldn't go with that from day one. But
yeah, hey. I don't know exactly how that played out.
Okay, interesting.
I'm happy with it. Yeah. And he hit a rocket up the middle off of Baz, the pitcher, bounced off him, ended up being out because the shortstop recovered, 111 miles an hour.
It bounced right to the shortstop, yeah.
He had a nice walk. He had one bad at-bat where he struck out, one bad swing where he kind of got tied up inside, and that kind of threw the whole at-bat off. But on total, I said to Fitzy earlier, I thought it was a fine debut, a good debut. He got an RBI late in the game. He didn't seem overwhelmed. He didn't seem harried or rushed other than the one play in right field.
I'm
putting that on Cora or Breslow. Breslow. Breslow.
Yeah, he wasn't playing the right position.
Yeah, he's a left fielder. They've been training him in left field. It's sort of like Christian Campbell. We train you for first base, but we play you at second base every night, and then sometimes we make you play center.
It's got to be that ball coming out to the outfield like that. It's got to be so different in the left field than the right
He
field.
Was taking an angle where he was more lined up to throw to second base, and then he was over there. It was all screwed up, side-saddled, the whole thing. Dan Ball?
We have a Roman Anthony video on Twitter, and guess what skill he's working on right now?
Ground balls.
Ground balls in the outfield.
In what outfield, though?
He's in right field, but he's facing the pesky pole, so he's not even facing the right direction right now.
Oh, that's not good.
I think you guys were on point when I was coming in. Listen, just the kind of what was the point?
Inconsistencies or mixed messaging in the development of these prospects?
No, like the lineups, we thought it was one thing. We thought he was playing left field, and then all of a sudden, he's playing right field. Wait. He's playing in the fight. Wait, it was they changed the lineup to last night's game right before the game.
Yeah, that's because Breslow told him to. That's what I'm going with now. That Cora sets it one way, and then Breslow comes in and screws it up.
So you're going to ask that tomorrow?
I'm going to blame Breslow. Mm-hmm. That's our new slogan. Hey, I might ask Alex about that. Hey, Alex, we got a new slogan here on WEEI Afternoons. We call it Blame Breslow. Mm. What do you think of our slogan? See how he reacts.
Going to love it.
No, we're a good baseball team.
you're not a good baseball team.
Words.
If he says that, then we're going to have an argument because they are not a good baseball team. They're starting to hit like a good baseball team when they score Dan Ball's 9.2 runs per game over the last five games. But when you have the kind of errors they have and the kind of mistakes they have, you are not a good baseball team. Like he can't claim right now they're a good baseball team. And that's where I think some of the ejection comes from, is there is like a, yes, he was frustrated at the home plate umpire and the calls, but I think sometimes there's more to it than that. There was a bubbling of like, this is another game where we, Ted, I said, Bill always used to say, and I want you to yell at me because you don't like when I bring up Bill, you roll your eyes. And you do those things.
It's just such a great role model for a lot of people, yeah.
Before you can win, you have to not lose, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Red Sox haven't gotten past that step yet. They find ways to lose these games. You score 8 runs last night, you should win that game, correct?
Correct.
Well, but not when you make all the errors they make and give away outs and free runs to the other team like they do. So they need to learn how to win or learn how to not lose. And that's where I will say, I guess that is on Cora, right? Like, that's the manager to figure that out. Like, whether it's defense, base running, some of the little mistakes they make. They're young. I get it, Alex, but your job is to manage a young baseball
team. It's the tough thing with a young baseball team is you're trying to win games. They don't learn to win games at the lower levels. They just try to hit. Mm-hmm. And they try to field, and they try to work on everything about their development. It's not about trying to win baseball games at the lower level. So now all of a sudden we have all these, second-year guys on this team with prominent roles trying to win these close games that have been playing in systems not about trying to win games,
right.
More about developing their skills.
Showcasing their skills.
This is when you have a young team, I feel like this is what you see. You see bad baseball.
And that is something that Marcelo Meyer actually brought up with Rob Bradford when he spoke with him yesterday a little bit about the transition for Roman Anthony. Rob said, what's the biggest difference for you, Marcelo? And he said, everything's about winning. In the minor leagues, yeah, you're trying to win, but you're really trying to develop yourself, do whatever you need to do to become a better baseball player, to advance up the system, showcase. It's almost like showcases in college and in high school, and you go to these things, and you're not really trying to win the game. You're trying to get somebody to see you and say, you're really. Now you're in the big leagues, and it's like the most important thing is the final score of the game. Like, if you go 0-4, but the team wins, everybody goes home and celebrates, has a happy flight, whatever, and that is a transition, and that's a lot of pressure on Alex Cora. And I'm not. We'll get snarky, I'm sure, replies on the text. Like, oh, I'm going to cry for the guy who's making $7 million a year to coach baseball. But there's pressure there.
There's not a lot of days in between each game.
Nope.
To go work on the problems you had in the game before. You just play another game and hope that you've corrected it. Well, you know, there's a whole lot of different pressure in an in-game situation versus in a practice setting, in a scrimmage setting versus a real thing. And so a lot of times, you know, can you imagine trying to fix your swing in a real round of golf? Like, you couldn't go practice golf.
Right.
You had to just play the next day. It was another meaning a round that counted, and you have to fix your swing in the middle of that round. That's kind of how baseball is.
But it's even worse because it's 9 guys. Well, defensively, you're talking about 9 guys. And I said it a few weeks ago. I don't think they do this ever, if at all. The old school infield outfield where you put everybody out there. The coach gets his fungo. He's got a runner. Or a runner on, and he just yells out the situation. Yep. Second and third, one out, and then he fires a line drive to right center to see where everybody reacts. And like, they don't do that. When do you do? Like, you're supposed to do that in high school and college and learn on your way up. You can't be doing that every day at Fenway. What are they going to get there at noon? All right, everybody on the field at noon. We're hitting fungos. We're doing infield, outfield, situational work. But they need that. They show you that every night that they need some of that. That they are not on point with some of those aspects of winning. And that is why I keep going back to, you need to accept some of it. And that's why it makes it weird when you pinch hit Romy Gonzalez for Marcelo Meyer. So on one sense, you're learning to win. You're learning for the future. You're building experiences. And then you take out Marcelo Meyer because the matchup says lefty, righty, righty, lefty. Mm-hmm. And you look at him in the dugout, and you can tell he wants to hit. You can tell he wants to prove, I can hit against lefties in the big leagues. I can do this, manager. And yet he doesn't get that opportunity. And it's infuriating for me to watch. I can only imagine how he feels.
It makes you wonder. This really is all about 2026, and it kind of has been all along. And
but
I think
they haven't accepted.
We slept on that.
No, it hasn't been all along.
No.
I kind of feel like it has.
No. They came into the season bragging.
It was we were going to the playoffs.
World
no,
Series.
No.
Not you said it. 92 wins.
Yeah.
It changed. It started one thing. It's now something different.
But it hasn't totally changed, and that's what annoys me.
Needs to change.
Wish they would embrace the change. Don't pinch hit Romy Gonzalez because the righty lefty. Let Marcelo Meyer hit. And if he strikes out, hopefully that is an experience so that he doesn't strike out when we are playing to win games and make the playoffs in 2026. But you got one foot in each year.
I think they have so many. Doesn't the Red Sox have like 300 staffers in their baseball ops?
Yeah.
How do you, if you leave everybody out there and don't put anybody else, then all their jobs are meaningless. All those staffers in the back rooms that study matchups, their jobs are meaningless if you do it the way you. If you just say, hey, put them out there, let them grow, doesn't matter, right, left, doesn't matchups don't matter. Then how do you justify all those minions in the back room there typing on their computers?
And the other question here is, and I keep wanting to delve into this a little bit deeper. I actually put it on our show poll today, and I'll get that in a minute, but. Rafi Devers still, I think you said it, Ted, was sort of a cloud that hung over this team from spring training on. And I still believe that to be true. Even though he's raking and he's hitting great and he's one of the best DHs in baseball, the American League. Our girl Coco on the Greg Hill show had a interesting take/idea when it comes to Rafael Devers. Rafael Devers.
We've now reached a point where I don't know, and I hate even saying this because I'm a Devers fan. I have been an apologist this season. I understand why he's being petty. I think that if anybody was in his shoes, a lot of people would be doing the same exact thing. But I don't know how he comes back from this to win back the fans that he lost in the process. I don't know how he comes back from this with the media members that he's lost in the process. I think we are looking at these games with such a critical eye now. So anytime that Alex Cora even looks at him wrong, people are going to jump to, oh my God, these two hate each other. To call Devers a cancer in a clubhouse is absolutely nuts. But it might be time, it might be better for Rafael Devers if he's on a different team.
So trade Rafael Devers, which I wouldn't poo-poo out of hand. I'd have to know the situation because he is a great hitter and there is value there. But I use this as a jumping off point for the show poll today at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. I said, Red Sox fans, how much do you like/root for Rafael Devers? And I gave three options. Love him, meh, he can hit, or rubs me the wrong way.
I'm going to go with... meh, but he can hit at 48%.
You're a little high. 42%. Yeah. But it is the highest percentage. Meh, he can hit is the highest percentage at 42%.
Next one is two. The last one.
No. Love him is 32%.
You're kidding.
Rubs me the wrong way is 26%. So
that surprises you? If we're being, I mean, Rafi's been here how many years?
Eight, nine.
This is the first time in 9 years that we've seen anything like this from Rafi Devers, correct?
Well,
like, is there been a history of this type of behavior? Spring training, when he said no, it was like, wait, I saw you one way, and this is, you got to be joking. He's smiling as he's saying it. He can't really, no. This is really who he is. So
yeah.
To me, it was this year was the first time I think fans saw this side of him. So it will take, I think, a lot more than what's happened this year to get fans completely on the side of where Coco is.
Yeah, this is the biggest black mark against his reputation in Boston. Now, there have been others that say, why doesn't he talk to the media? Why isn't he a spokesman? Why doesn't he feel like the leader of the team? Post Xander Bogaerts, when Xander Bogaerts left, I think a lot of people said, well, Devers has to step up and be the face of the Boston Red Sox. He's the highest paid player. He's the best player. And he obviously doesn't do that. There was a while he had gone like 3.5 weeks without speaking to the media for periods of time. And some of the beat writers keep track of these things and they'll tweet about it every once in a while. So that has rubbed people the wrong way. Mm-hmm. The language thing, which is always debated in like the Twitch chat, and like, how well does he speak English? Does he not talk to the media because he's not comfortable speaking English? The translator,
I'm curious, did Coco say before the trade deadline or after the season? Like, because there's about 19 games still remaining before the July 31st trade deadline is a Rafi Devers. Do you get rid of him? Do you give up on the season, essentially, and trade him before the trade deadline? Or do you wait till after the season and hopefully you still catch fire? And or do you just, hey, you know, a lot of times teams don't know what to do until a few days before the trade deadline. They need to see how the team is playing before they make a big decision. Like, where would you, if you were going to trade him, when would you do it?
I would wait till after the season because I don't think you're going to get the best return on investment in the middle of the season. There's going to be limited buyers, sellers, markets, different things. But he is absolutely a great hitter, right? We can all say he is a great hitter, and there would be value in that. Now, I know he makes good money. He's got a $300 million contract that is tied to him for the next 7 years after this one, I believe.
At least.
But, you know, and if communication is part of the issue, we keep hearing that from the defenders of Rafi Devers, because there's people like me that are like, play first base. It's in the best interest of the team. We're not asking you.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You do something crazy. Do what the manager asks you. Be a good team player. Play for the name on the front, not the name on the back. All these cliches. There's others that say, well, Eduardo Perez said it on Sunday Night Baseball. Well, I think it's clear communication by the Boston Red Sox was a major problem here. Okay, that won't be an issue in the new city, right? So that team.
What a hot take, by the way.
Yeah, no, the defending, Wiggy's been defending Devers a little bit. The defending of Devers by saying communication was it. Okay, maybe communication was an issue. I'll accept that point. At some point, don't you just say, okay, I'm over it. I got to do what's best for the team, right? Like, and I'm not giving him the argument that some people tried to make that he's going to get hurt over there, that, oh, collisions, he could get blown up and he doesn't know what he's doing. When was the last time you saw a great collision at first base?
It's been a minute. But
there was the, let's see, Casas's foot
on the bag.
Yeah, well, like,
but so this is,
even that was freak.
This is a story that you're going to hang on to the whole, like, are you, is there ever a point where you just, like, forget the Rafi Devers to first thing? Like, do you think this is going to?
Well, I've kind of forgotten it because they've forgotten it.
Okay. Well, I just.
But it annoys me. It goes in the back of my head.
If they continue to flounder and to kind of be a below 500 team, this might still be a story. If they were winning, it wouldn't be a story at all.
Oh, 100%. Oh, if they were winning, we wouldn't be talking about it. But they're not. They are a grossly underachieving baseball team that's 9 games out of first place. And we're talking about, just let the young kids play. This season is over, giving up.
What is weird is that same telecast is that you hear, I don't know if it was the same guy, but the guy's basically saying, if Rafi moved to first, a lot of their problems would be solved.
Yes, because it's obvious.
It's like, well, if that's the case, then this will be a story.
Doesn't this feel like a bad marriage? Really? Like, there's
Devers
something
and the
obvious.
Red Sox?
Yes. That there's something obvious, but because both sides have sort of dug their heels in, they're in this little you-know-what measuring contest. Well, if you had communicated better, we'd be happier. And it's like, well, if you would just get over it, we could be happier. Well, I'm not going to get over it because you didn't communicate properly. It feels like a divorce.
Has Ted heard the record? Ted, you know what the Red Sox have to do to get to 92-70 now?
I do. They have to win basically two-thirds of their games, right?
That's correct. Yeah. 60 and 34, bare minimum.
You like those? You like the juice on that? You going to put a little money on that happening?
That's just to make the playoffs?
That's just to finish 92 and 70.
To get to their number that they claimed, I think their analytics told them they were a 92-win team.
I'm guessing, don't you think 85 games could get them in the playoffs? Like, at this point, it's about getting the playoffs. So I think there's a little bit of wiggle room, but it's basically two-thirds of their games they got to win. There's no way that's happening.
401 is yelling at me, he's not a first baseman, period, Hart. Stop it. You sound like a moron right now. How do we know he's not a first baseman? Was Toro a first baseman?
He was a third baseman.
Oh, wait. So you can move positions?
You have to get special permission from MLB.
Interesting that he could be. And everybody tells me, the Lou Maloney's, the Will Miller, that it's the easiest position to transition to. It's a night off when you get to play over there. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. David in the car, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox, Cora, Devers, and this whole situation?
It's a crap show, guys. Good afternoon, by the way. Thank you for taking
Not
the
us.
Show.
You mean the Red Sox.
And it is a crap show, and I'm sick of it, hearing all these excuses. And then, of course, you have Cora now using the word cancer, which shouldn't even be used. I never liked it when I hear that. But my whole thing is this. The problem with Cora, in my opinion, guys, Cora and Devers need to go. Both of them need to go. Because they're both creating problems for this team. Cora should not have been signed when he was. Devers is not being a professional ball player like he should be. Started off right in the beginning of the season. Going to fix this issue. Move on from these guys. And I don't agree with waiting until the end of the year. I would say the trade deadline, get rid of Devers.
All right, thanks for the call, David. Time now for our league leaders and Who's Circling the Drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. We know that Rafi Devers is a league-leading hitter, right? He's going to have a career high in walks. He's got 50-whatever RBIs. You know, he's heading towards a huge number there. But is his time in Boston circling the drain? Coco brought it up. Do you legit think there will be a consideration, not by callers, not by media, not by Craig Breslow, and I'm going to throw a name in here, John Henry. Can we look at that differently now, and maybe him going to Kansas City is really getting a feel for what if we have to move on from my $300 million best player? Do you think, Ted Johnson, you've been in the world of professional sports where we talk about stuff from the outside. Do you think there will be a legitimate consideration for Rafi Devers to be traded?
I do, because I'm not sure Rafi can get over it. And I'm going to say, like, what does that mean, get over it? Like, I don't think he's ever going to be – I would question whether or not he's going to, you know, play a position like they want him to. I think he just wants to – now that he's been kind of typecasted as a DH here – in his mind, he doesn't want to do anything else. You told me to throw my glove away? No. And I don't think he's – I think it's kind of one of those things where he's going to hold against the team, and he really doesn't like Breslow. And so how is that marriage going to ever have resolution? I'm not so sure it will be. And my guess is the easiest way to do is someone's got to go, and that would be Rafi.
Speaking of circling the drains, do you know the Red Sox almost average an error per game?
That doesn't surprise me.
It is.
Did you watch last night? They had more than enough.
Yeah, they had two last night, which was sweet. So the lowest in baseball, 0.38 errors per game, the Texas Rangers. Red Sox, 0.87.
Yeah, their run prevention, not good. That's what the quants say, run prevention. Pitching and defense. They stink at both of those, so their run prevention
worse
stinks.
Worse than Colorado.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.